Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Big victory on the road on Saturday. It was Portland State with a knockout win. Great second half against Sacramento State. And a 58-38 win for the Vikings on the road. 10-hour bus ride from Sacramento back to Portland doesn't seem as bad when you win 58-38. Bruce Barnum, football coach, Portland State, here to talk about it. What was the drive like?
It's over. it's a little better. It's a lot better with the dub, don't get me wrong. And actually, our two long bus trips this year, 10 and 11, those are our big wins. So I'm thinking, all right, let's get rid of all these airplanes again and go back to 15. But, you know, the glass half full, right? No distractions. I mean, we left on Thursday, and I know what they're doing. I know we're... You know, we're practicing, it's football, and a little, you know, bus camaraderie, and you look at that side of it, and you're like, all right, you know, maybe that has something to do, but, you know, that bus trip, it gets to that back once in a while.
You scored 41 points in the second half. You beat them 41-17. At halftime, you see that coming, or as you're making adjustments, do you feel like you had some things that were working?
Well, kudos to the coaches. You know, we came in at half. I tucked offense quick. I said, hey, you know, keep doing what you're doing, but run the ball more, damn it. You know, downhill. I don't like this side to side stuff. Get inside the red zone, straight ahead, but they kind of do what they want. They say, all right, Barney, and then they call whatever the hell they want. But they were, you know, the offense was electric. They're kept them off balance, et cetera. Defensively, we sat down and, you know, what needs to change? The kids, they're actually playing. Our defense was playing fast or playing hard, you know, just needed to make some more plays. But you watch the film and you're like, all right, these guys are flying around. They look like a defense. They're swarming to the football. Everything you want to see from your defense. So a couple minor adjustments came at them a little bit more in certain situations. And it was good outscoring them in the second half like that. You know, coaching when you got a less amount of wins, I told my staff this, John, when we got back, I said, you guys are coaching. You know, those guys that are 7 wins right now, 8 wins, I said, they're kind of just showing up and getting a soda pop and watching film and pushing the buttons, you know, and making sure everything's organized. But my guys coached their ass off. I was proud of the whole program.
Well, I think there's a psychological element in the early part of the season as you're playing teams like Boise State and, you know, and you're not getting a great result, and you're playing Washington State. You know, you played two teams inside of the top 21 tonight as the rankings are released. And
I heard that. Judah caught me up on the rankings.
Yeah, and you played a playoff, you know, a team that would be in the playoffs right now. And so, you know, but you're not getting the result. And I think there's some psychology to keeping your kids engaged and focused and positive and locked in when, you know, they're not getting to taste the carrot.
There is. And that's our battle. And that's what I address with my coaches. That's what you do at Portland State, you know. You and I have talked about this. Yes, it's a bear of a schedule, but now I love how we're playing. You know, we got another ranked team coming in, Idaho this week, home. They're like 7 or 9, you know, but yeah, it doesn't matter. I like how we're playing. It's a winnable game. They're all winnable. Are they tough? Sure. But if we play like we did at Sacramento, we got a shot.
Bruce Barnum, Portland State coach, with us. They will be home against Idaho Saturday, 1 o'clock in Hillsboro, if you want to see some football. Let's talk about your quarterback, Dante Sacheret.
Yeah.
Counts for 5 touchdowns, rushes for 165. He's running around, throwing the football, running the football. Can we take a minute to talk about what a good player he is?
Yeah, fast, smart, knows the game. You know, Sammy Seal, or one of the old scouts came through today. You probably know Sammy Seals, the name. You know, and they're looking at Dante and one or two others on the team, and they see him as the other side, though. You know, interesting comment. Some are saying receiver. He said free safety, you know, just because he knows it. He's seen it. But that's the caliber of athlete he is, you know, the caliber of person is. I think you have a taste of that. He's been around you and how you help out the community and what you do. And he's a good kid. I'm going to miss him, you know. And he actually came in before we got on the bus. He said, Barney, this is our last bus ride together. I said, what are you doing? Get sappy on me? Come on, son. Go play your ass off. But he's playing well. It's good to see him, you know, healthy and running around. So that was cool.
You watched Animal House, the movie, on the way there, didn't you, as a team?
Yes, we did. You know, there was one of the ones. I mean, you can watch on our bus trips. You can, if you want, you can watch five freaking movies. But the thing about that one, you know, let's have a look back. That came out when I was in college. I got off an elevator one day off of practice. I walked into a floor meeting. It was co-ed. Girls on one side of the dorm, boys on the other. I walk in, boom, Barham elected president. So what do you do as dorm floor president? You know, I called somebody. And I got the reels. I mean, they were like 6 feet. They're huge. The original reels of Animal House. Mm-hmm. And I had a toga party on our floor. And we showed that film. And since then, I actually lost the presidency right after that. I got impeached. But it was fun. and I think I know every song on that thing, from Shumalama Ding Dong to Shout with Otis Day. I actually went to Otis Day in the Nights. He came to what's Pullman Stadium?
Martin
or
Washington Stadium.
Martin Stadium. He was there, and we drove down from Eastern. So yeah, that, you know, that movie came out at a time in Barnum's age that, you know, you kind of enjoyed it. So
do you watch? What'd you watch on the way home? If you watch Animal House on the way to Sacramento, what's the movie on the way home?
Goodfellas was one, you know. I don't know who chose it, but I hadn't seen that in a while. That was on there. It's kind of a bus one, which I'm fortunate enough to be on. It's kind of a cartel action. You know, that's the genre you see on there.
Yeah.
We've seen, I can't remember the name of him, but Taken has shown up, the Liam Neeson guy.
Yeah.
The guy, I don't know his name, Wick. John Wick.
Yeah, John Wick, yeah.
We've seen that series, you know, so it's kind of a shoot 'em up bus.
A little bit of edge to that bus. Yeah.
Little edge, you know. But it's also a big comedy bus. You know,
are they doing Terms of Endearment on bus two, or what are they doing on that?
You know, I don't go back there. I don't go back there. I don't take part in that. I know that, you know, ours jumps from cartel shoot 'em ups to Talladega Nights and Step Brothers. Okay. And, you know, oh, what's the one? Come on. I just saw it for the first time with somebody a while ago. God bless America.
It'll come to you. Jason Eck, the Idaho coach, we had him on the show early in the year because they played Oregon well. I'm going to play a little cut from him so you can get inside his head. Here's Idaho's coach. That's your opponent this week.
Nobody on the outside believed, you know, we could play them close. We were, you know, 40-something point underdogs. But to have a chance in that game, if you go in there with your team thinking that that's really the case, you're kind of doomed to start with. And, you know, I knew that was really critical because they were a team that's kind of put it on teams. I mean, the last couple of years, they'd scored 70 and 80 points against Big Sky teams. And so I wanted to you know, make the team feel good, because I really do think we believed going in there that we could win that game. And, we certainly made it a game that we had chances to win. But I also wanted to remind them, I said this exact thing. They're not going to, I've never seen a ring inscribed at the end of the year when, if you get championship rings, that we played Oregon within 10 points. They say conference champions or national champions. So, we still got a lot of work to do to try to accomplish, our goals there.
Is he taking a shot at you?
I heard, that was a long-ass answer, number one.
Yeah.
But then I heard the snowball. Yeah. He threw the 80. And,
yeah.
I heard that.
I think he kind of took a shot at you. And well, that's why I played
me,
it.
It surprises me. X won that kind of, we talked.
He's one of your guys. You know? Yeah, he's one of your guys.
You find out who your friends are, I guess.
I'm instigating
that 80
here.
Did not have to be dropped.
I don't think he was taking a shot at you, but I think if you want, you could tell your team that. You could say, this Idaho coach took a shot at us. What do you see when you look at them on film?
Solid football team. They lost some guys to the portal. They have a local guy that just irks my craw. I did everything to recruit the kid, and then he goes to Idaho, and he's playing for him, and making some catches. Things like that are what get me. Not being able to keep some local guys that we want to keep. I see that on film. They have good football players, obviously. They're winning close games. They're playing with confidence. They're a good team. They play hard. One of his sons is actually their middle linebacker. So he got player of the week versus Northern Arizona, I think. I mean, they're playing well. They're playing well. You don't really see a superstar. You don't see like a – I think Dante, in the conference, he's got – at some weeks, he's the superstar. You don't really see that from them.
How do they – if you're self-scouting here, they're looking at Dante and they're going, hey, we can't let that guy get loose. We can't let that guy run for 165 and, throw for four touchdowns. Like, they're going to do a lot, I think, defensively to make him uncomfortable. Do you have to combat that, or do you just go out and play your game and adjust as the game goes?
They'll do something. You always see something different. Coverage-wise, spy-wise, how they play the edge. As far as the zone read, there's always something we have to adjust to. And now Dante's actually he's got the experience where he can see it. He's probably already seen it. There's only so many things you can do. But that means okay, we feed our tailbacks, which I think we have pretty good tailbacks. You run the RPO game, which he got a little mileage out of last week. Threw to a couple tight ends who made big plays, won a touchdown, one big conversion. You do that, and that's how you counter it. There's always an answer. You can always win if you have the pin last on the board. It's just, do you see it? When do you see it? Do you see it right after they did it? Do you see it at halftime? Or do you see it on Sunday after the game? The Sundays after the game are the ones that you hope don't happen, if that makes sense.
The Big Sky Conference is going to be well represented in the FCS playoffs with teams, that have been there and been perennial powers. But, it's just I think it's a really good season for the conference. Can you give us an idea, you haven't seen Idaho yet, but can you give us an idea of, in your conference, how likely is it that the Big Sky's got a team that's going to play for the championship? Or, do you like Montana State? Give me an idea of what you see in your own conference.
Well, we played Montana State. I've seen them. They're solid as it gets, I've not seen Montana. I haven't had much any crossover there with them yet. Another perennial power. Davis, we played, Idaho's coming to town. Of the three, like I said, I haven't seen Montana yet. I would put Montana State with a chance to get to that final game right now.
Right now they're projecting UC Davis is making the playoff and being in the bracket. And, again, that was that game we agreed not to talk about anymore. But
Right. Here you go, though.
But you know what?
There's Gonzano.
I think you can play with anybody. I think that's the lesson. I mean, you've seen tougher teams than all of these teams because you've seen Boise State, right? And so I think you can be I think your guys can play with anybody on a given day, especially at this point of the season. And you guys look locked in right now. I think you got to feel good about that.
I do. I'm anxious for this game. We have three more. And I'm anxious just for this one as I was the first one, just because I watched a game on Saturday night in Sacramento that I'm like, all right. I said, this my football team's pretty damn good right now. I mean, they played well against a team that was ranked 10th, preseason. So that makes me happy as a coach. I'm excited for my staff, and I love how my youth is playing the game. I mean, we're playing today, but we're also talking future with them. So I think that's paying off.
Yeah, and I think, look, you got this win you're coming off of. You got to feel real good about it. Congrats on that. I'm going to let you keep the tradition up. You can hang up on me and get on your way, and we'll talk to you next week, Coach.
All right, thanks for having us. Bye.
There he goes, Bruce Barnum. You know what? Pretty clean interview. I think there was one in there that he had one profane word that I caught.
But he caught himself, too.
Yeah, and he's in form right now. He's humming along. I got to give them credit. You go on the road, and it's not easy. The schedule they've played, they won't make an excuse for it, but the schedule they played is brutal. They not only are playing Boise State and Washington State non-conference games, they are playing because they're in the Big Sky. They happen to draw all the teams in the Big Sky in conference play for some reason. They drew all the teams that are playoff teams. They drew UC Davis. They drew Montana State. They drew Idaho. They're playing all these teams that are ranked in the top 15 in FCS football. And so they're not only getting like this brutal non-conference schedule, they're playing all these teams. So I got to give them credit for going on the road in a game they trailed at halftime. They come out in the second half against Sacramento State and just blew the doors off the thing. And, win that game 58-38. Just a really good win for Portland State. They're back home on Saturday against Idaho. Idaho's got a bunch of players that are local, regional players, Southern Washington, and West Lynn kids, Clackamas kids on the roster. So I think it'd be a good local game if you want to see a college football game featuring kids from the region. Portland State hosting Idaho 1 o'clock Saturday in Hillsboro. Leave it here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.